Good afternoon. Another afternoon with hazy, hot, and humid weather across interior New York and New England, with temperatures reaching well into the 90s. When combined with the humidity, it will feel like it's at or slightly above 100 degrees, especially in valley locations, and close to 100 degrees across the hills and mountains. We will see a few scattered thunderstorms develop mainly across the Adirondacks and Mohawk Valley and slide over the Champlain Valley into central and northern Vermont. This could cool things down a bit for some folks, but most of us will stay dry and hot. In fact, heat advisories and excessive heat warnings have been issued for the valley locations throughout interior New York and New England. The heat index values will be in these locations at or slightly above 100 degrees. Another warm and muggy night tonight, back into the lower 70s. Another hot and humid day tomorrow, with even more people into the mid-90s, with the heat index above 100 degrees to round out the work week. Again, only a few scattered thunderstorms in the area tomorrow. Some changes start to come our way for the weekend. A frontal system slowly edging through southern Canada and the Great Lakes will be overhead on Saturday, with more widespread showers and thunderstorms as it moves through. Some of these storms could be on the strong, maybe even severe side, given the intense heat and humidity. Because of the showers and storms, temperatures will make it up into the middle and upper 80s, still though with high humidity. It's behind this front where things will get more refreshing and cooler. On Sunday, we'll enjoy plenty of sunshine, but with much lower humidity, temperatures will be down into the lower 80s. We'll continue with lower, perhaps a mid-80s for the early part of next week, with a mix of sun and clouds and just a slight risk of a thunderstorm on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a broad upper ridge encompassing much of the eastern half of the country will continue to keep temperatures well above normal across the area. In fact, heat advisories are currently in effect from the upper Midwest through the Great Lakes and into sections of the Mid-Atlantic and here in the Northeast. This is in response to the combination of heat and humidity, making temperatures feel like 100 degrees or better. However, some relief will be in sight as a potent cold front sags southward throughout the period. The air mass working its way across the international border should lower highs into the 70s over the north-central states by tomorrow. Given the rather significant temperature contrast along this front, expect volatile conditions to persist. The Storm Prediction Center continues to highlight an area of severe thunderstorms across much of the upper Midwest and northern Great Lakes region through today. The other feature affecting the nation for the remainder of the week is a meandering upper-level low across northern Mexico. Several pieces of energy breaking off the cyclone center will spread into the Four Corners region, fueling daily showers and thunderstorms, particularly during the peak heating of the day. As sections of the western part of Texas and southern New Mexico have already experienced heavy rainfall in recent days, additional rains may lead to flash flooding through the day tomorrow. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 116 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 31 at Bodie State Park, also in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, hazy, hot, and humid, with the chance of a thunderstorm in the mid to upper 90s. In Boston, hazy, hot, and humid, again, the chance of a thunderstorm in the lower 90s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with an isolated thunderstorm and highs in the middle to upper 80s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low, 62, the record high, 100, set in 1953, and the record low, 46, in 1939. Sunrise this morning was at 5:33 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:29 p.m., 14 hours and 56 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Hazy, hot, and humid today, with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight and lows in the upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy sun, hot and humid today with highs in the mid to upper 90s and the heat index above 100. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, hazy sun, hot and humid today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight and lows near 70. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, hazy sun, hot and humid today with highs in the lower to mid-90s and the heat index near 100. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows in the lower 70s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Hazy sun, hot and humid today with highs in the lower to mid-90s and the heat index near 100. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows in the lower 70s. Region-wide for tomorrow, hazy, hot and humid, scattered thunderstorm around, mid-90s with the heat index above 100. Showers and storms likely Saturday in the 80s. Mostly sunny, cooler, lower humidity Sunday in the lower 80s. And lower to mid-80s with a mix of sun and clouds and just the outside chance of a thunderstorm early next week. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.